Look, back on Easter Monday, when Chris was filling in for me, he spoke to a young lady called McKinley Butson. Now, this is almost, we're almost out of our depth here. She's a brilliant young scientist and inventor. A Year 12 student at Illawarra Grammar School down near Wollongong, and the 2018 New South Wales Young Australian of the Year. She's the creator of what she calls Smart Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, a device designed to improve the outcomes for breast cancer patients undergoing radiotherapy. At the time, McKinley was raising funds to help her get to the United States, where she'd been chosen to represent Australia at the Research Science Institute, which is a six-week STEM-based program in Boston. 80 high school students from around the world are paired with a professor from either Harvard University or MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They then undertake university-level research on a STEM topic they're passionate about, and McKinley heads off tomorrow. And that's not it for the good news. Last month, Madison, McKinley and fellow student Jade Moxie travelled to Pittsburgh for the International... That's Madison and Jade Moxie, for the International Science and Engineering Fair, the largest science research competition for school students in the world. I mean, these kids are unbelievable. Let's just have a word with McKinley. She's on the line before she heads off. McKinley, good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Not sure I can conduct this interview. I've got to know a bit to be able to ask a question. Congratulations. I mean,
thank you.
Love of science, it must be.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a love for science ever since I was... well, as long as I remember, I suppose.
Well, what about this inventing stuff?
Yeah, that started pretty early as well. I started doing science projects after school, kind of as like a hobby, and I've done one every single year since I was in year two.
Have you got good teachers?
I do have good teachers.
You must. Well, this Smart Armour, now, A-R-M-O-U-R, what prompted you to start thinking about something to help women undergoing radiotherapy for breast cancer?
Yeah, well, it all started as a conversation around the dinner table. You know, my dad works in radiotherapy, and he mentioned that the contralateral breast, which is basically just a fancy word for the breast that's not being treated, receives unwanted radiation during treatment. And I basically was in year 10 at the time and was asking, well, you know, why doesn't a shield already exist? Why isn't there something that already exists to shield this other breast? And I suppose I couldn't understand that someone hadn't already come up with something, and so I basically just wanted to... it became my project for the year, and I wanted to...
So basically, you were saying that, as I understand you, that women being treated for breast cancer often get unwanted radiation to the breast that's not being treated.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a side effect in all radiotherapy. It's something which you can't avoid, unfortunately, but... it is more important to be treated than radiation. But
I can't believe it.
My goal was, you know, any radiation that you can cut down on in areas where it's not needed is beneficial.
I can't believe I'm talking to an 18-year-old here. Now, look, what made you go back 2,000 years to ancient Rome, China and Persia to take your inspiration?
Yeah, that one was, I suppose, a bit of an epiphany moment. I actually started... I had, you know, all of my different options that I kind of wanted to test. You know, I wanted it to be flexible so that it could fit to match irregular shapes of every woman. I wanted to, you know, make sure it was, it looked pretty. So, it, you know, during treatment, obviously, psychologically, hopefully it would be a bit of an empowerment and a boost for women. And so originally I thought, what better than a battle armour? And so I tested chainmail, which was is a lot more common and a lot more people know about. But unfortunately, it didn't work. Some of the radiation still leaked through. But through that, I found scale mail, which was also a type of medieval armour, but less known. And I tested that, and it worked fantastic.
So no leakage. Then you had to test it. You had to test it at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. And what did that involve, and what were the results?
Yeah, so it was tested using an anthropomorphic phantom, which is a very technical word, but... It's basically just a model of a human which is made to match humans' density and all those technical things as much as possible. So it hasn't been tested on any patients yet.
Right.
But we found that it was able to reduce doses to the contralateral breast by up to 80%.
Oh. Ross is shaking his head here. I have Ross, who works on the panel here. McKinley, you've left us all behind. But now, look, this is unbelievable. Can I just ask you one other thing? I think that you're doing something with solar panels, aren't you? You've discovered how to improve the output of a solar panel by up to 72% using ancient water technology that allows solar panels to basically follow the movement of the sun.
Yes.
Go on.
So this was a project that I started a couple of years ago and then started again this year and tackled with my friend Jade Moxie. Basically what we did is we created a system which is called the SAS system, which stands for Sanitation and Sterilisation, a new and improved version. The part with solar panels is basically water is able to be placed on the side of the solar panel and it's on a rotational kind of stand. So the water on one side weighs down that and makes the panel tilt, and so that can face the sun. And so basically, through a lot of testing, we calibrated it with a little water drip, which slowly drips out the water throughout the day. And as that side gets lighter, obviously it's able to rotate, and that's tracking the sun. And that, in combination with giant reflective sheets on either side of the solar panel, is able to improve its output.
This is astonishing stuff. 18 years of age, Illawarra Grammar School, be proud. So now you and Jade have won third prize, I think I'm right in saying, am I not? Third prize in the environmental engineering category at this science and engineering fair in Pittsburgh. And what did you get for that?
So there is a lot of, I suppose, recognition. It's a big thing, especially in the US. This competition has over 1,800 students who have all gone through various different levels of competitions. For New South Wales, our science competition is called the STANSWA competition for Science Teachers Association of New South Wales, their Young Scientist competition. And basically anyone is able to submit a project if it's been something they've done in class, outside of school, whatever. If it's a science-based technology, engineering or maths project, they're able to submit it to our state competition. And from there, they're able to select students to go on and represent Australia internationally.
Amazing.
And you're representing
Australia. Listen, you're one of the best green and gold merchants I've spoken to in a long, long time. The only problem with the interview, McKinley, is you've left us all behind. You're about 5,000 light years in front of us, if I could use a scientific term. But you leave tomorrow to represent Australia at the Research Science Institute in the United States. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Congratulations. Very, very impressive. What do you make of that? Her name is McKinley Butson.